First, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments about whether or not the Trump administration can legally add a question about a person's citizenship to the upcoming 2020 census. The census, which is conducted every 10 years, helps determine, among other things, how many congressional seats each state gets in Congress, and it can affect the distribution of federal tax dollars. Our next guest has been covering the 2020 census and that citizenship question. Hanzi Lo Wong is a national correspondent for NPR based in New York. Hanzi, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, tell us what this question is.
The question asks specifically, is this person a citizen of the United States? Some people think this is about immigration status. This is strictly about U.S. citizenship status. So you can answer, yes, I'm a citizen, and you specify whether you were born in the United States or naturalized or born of parents who are U.S. citizens, or no, you're not a citizen.
And why does the Trump administration want to have this on the census next year?
Well, that's a good question. The Trump administration has insisted that it wants this question because it wants better data to better enforce part of the Voting Rights Act, specifically Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which has protections against discrimination of racial and language minorities. And I say it's a good question of exactly why the Trump administration wants this question, because the federal judge in New York who has ruled, made the first major ruling here, he has found that explanation, that rationale is a what he called a sham justification. This is from U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman. He's citing, you know, voting rights advocates who say that there already is existing citizenship data from another Census Bureau survey known as the American Community Survey that is adequate for enforcing the Voting Rights Act. And so there are questions here exactly why, if you were to look at the emails and other internal documents the Trump administration has released, there are a lot of mentions about apportionment, which is a wonky term for how the U.S. government divides up congressional seats and electoral college votes among the states after each census. And there's some discussion in internal Trump administration discussions about apportionment and how undocumented immigrants have been included in those numbers, because every person living in the country is included in census numbers, regardless of citizenship, regardless of immigration status. And a big question is that a reason why the Trump administration wants a citizenship question?
We'll dig more into the backstory within the Trump administration. It gets complicated. But let's talk about the challenge to this idea of having this question. Who has challenged this question being on the census, and why?
Well, you have more than two dozen states and cities, as well as other groups, including a U.S. Conference of Mayors, a bipartisan group. And they're concerned that there's going to be an undercount of immigrant communities, communities of color, because this is known to be a sensitive question. And the Trump administration, through the Census Bureau, has actually admitted that. They also agree that this is a sensitive question. And Census Bureau research suggests that specifically they think 6.5 million people may specifically avoid answering this question themselves, self-responding, because of a citizenship question. And the concern here is that that will put a lot of pressure on the Census Bureau to try to make up for it. A lot of people don't answer the census in general, and so the Census Bureau has to send workers, go door knocking, try to get people to respond in the months after the forms go out. But a lot of advocates here are very concerned that with this question on the form, no amount of convincing, no amount of advertising, no amount of door knocking is going to get certain communities participating, and that would result in inaccurate data, inaccurate population counts for communities, for states. Data that will last, stay with us for 10 years. And this is data that how congressional seats, that's how they're distributed based on these numbers, but also hundreds of billions of dollars of federal funding, federal tax dollars that go to fund Medicare, schools, roads, basic public services, that is dependent on these population counts, not to mention the business community as well as health researchers that rely on the demographic data from the census. If it's inaccurate, that's going to have implications for the next decade.
Talking to Hanzi Lo Wong, national correspondent for NPR, looking at the controversy over a question about citizenship on the 2020 census, maybe on the 2020 census. And now, Hanzi, that question is up to the U.S. Supreme Court. What are they doing? When are they going to rule on this?
Well, the Supreme Court has agreed to have a hearing on this issue in April, the week of April 22nd. We don't know exactly when yet. And they're expected to make a ruling by the end of their term, their current term, which would be by June. And that's also when the Census Bureau says if we need to have a final form, we need to finalize exactly what questions will be asked, whether or not a citizenship question will be on the census. We need to know by the end of June so that printing of the paper forms can start on time this summer. And so the census doesn't go over budget. That's a very, very important deadline because even though, you know, it may seem very far away, the 2020 census, we're in the final months of the preparations, and there are a lot that has to be done in order to make sure that every person in the country is counted once, and counted where they live.
And did the Supreme Court expedite this? Did they jump in on this issue sooner than they would have under normal appeals process?
That's right. The Trump administration requested that even though it did appeal through the normal route, which is because it was in New York, it was appealed to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, but it asked the Supreme Court to jump in and essentially bypass the Second Circuit before the Second Circuit even ruled in order to make sure that the Supreme Court could have a hearing and to make a formal ruling by the end of June.
Let's look inside the Trump administration. There have been questions about who initiated the idea of having this citizenship question. Can you talk about what we know about that backstory?
Sure. The Trump administration has insisted that they are acting because of a Justice Department request, a formal letter the Justice Department sent to the Census Bureau in December of 2017. But through these lawsuits, through internal emails and memos that have been released, and also depositions, testimony, sworn testimony by Trump administration officials, as well as their affidavits and statements, that has confirmed that, in fact, this idea of a citizenship question was discussed internally amongst administration officials long before the Justice Department put in a request. And in fact, it was the Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, who oversees the Census Bureau, because of his pressuring and pushing of staff at the Commerce Department, they were the ones at the Commerce Department to ask the Justice Department to put in a request for a citizenship question. The Justice Department initially did not want to ask for a citizenship question. They did not want a request for one because at that time, according to these a memo from a Commerce Department official summarizing these conversations, he said that the Justice Department wanted to avoid controversy at that time. There was a lot about the former FBI director, James Comey. And so it is here we are. Justice Department did ultimately put in that request. But it really throws into question exactly where did this come from, this idea. And two other people, interesting enough, really we should take note of here, is former White House Chief Advisor Steve Bannon was a person who connected Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross with Kansas Secretary of State, former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. He was former vice chair of President Trump's now defunct Voter Fraud Commission. These two individuals were involved in early discussions and trying to lobby, essentially, for a citizenship question with Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
Do we usually, every 10 years or so, see a lot of controversy over what ends up on the census form, or is this kind of out of the ordinary?
It has been many decades since a new question has been added to the 2020 census or to the census form in general. There always is controversy surrounding every census because it has to do with money and power. But this is a controversy here that census advocates are very worried about, the citizenship question, that whether or not it stays or goes, people are very concerned that specifically immigrant communities, communities of color, that this has tainted the conversation, the national conversation about the census. People will associate it with that, and people, there are certain households, both non-citizens and some citizens, who may be very fearful and wary of participating in the census because of the citizenship question and because of the Trump administration's push to get one onto the census.
And looking a little deeper at what's at stake, you mentioned apportionment. This is something that could, when the census is done, determine, hey, some states gain a seat or two in Congress, some states lose one. I know there's some concern that Wisconsin, for example, could lose one. That is a pretty big deal, right? If a state loses some of its representation in Congress.
This is a very big deal, and there are a number of states that are on the verge of losing congressional seats. And another thing to keep in mind, those congressional seats are directly related to how many electoral college votes. So which states ultimately have a big say in the next, this is after the 2020 election, so it won't have an effect for 2020, but after that, that is going to have implications there. Another thing to keep in mind is that if there is a citizenship question on the 2020 census, that data could be used not just for apportionment, have an effect on apportionment, but also local local redistricting. States and local communities can use that data in order to come up with legislative districts based on not the total number of residents, but specifically the number of U.S. citizens.
And finally, again, this is going to the U.S. Supreme Court. Since there hasn't been this kind of controversy in a while, do we have any kind of recent voting from U.S. Supreme Court justices that might hint at what they might do with this?
This is something I unfortunately don't have a good answer for you. I don't have a crystal ball, but I do. The only thing I can tell you for sure, this is going to have big, big implications. This is a case to watch because, again, this is going to affect and shape American life for the next 10 years.
Hansi, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That's Hansi Lo Wong, national correspondent at NPR. He joined us today to talk about the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to hear arguments about a citizenship question that the Trump administration wants to put on the 2020 census.